Welcome back, family. You've been divinely led to this moment to receive a message specifically crafted for God's people. Today, I'm here to address someone who's grappling with unease in their relationships. This could be in a romantic context, within your family dynamics, or even among your circle of friends. There are various types of relationships that you might be experiencing this season. You find yourself lacking peace when you're around a certain person, or simply when you think about the relationship overall. It's hard to pinpoint exactly why, but something feels off. You might not have concrete evidence to back up these feelings, but there's a nagging sense inside you that something isn't right. I'm here to affirm that intuition you're feeling, that discernment bubbling up within you. It's there for a reason. Trust it. You're not wrong in your assessment of these individuals. This message is a divine directive to take steps to protect yourself. Your instincts are alerting you for a reason. You might find yourself wrestling with thoughts about a particular person or a group of people you've been associating with recently. The reason you're caught in this mental tug of war is because of a deep-seated feeling that these individuals may not be the best influence on you. You're feeling this way because at some level, your spirit recognizes that these relationships aren't beneficial for you. You know, they might not have shown you clear reasons yet. Maybe they have, and you're sitting there wondering, "Man, God, why'd you let these folks into my life? Why am I feeling this way, drawn to people who just aren't good for me?" Or perhaps the reasons haven't become clear yet, and you find yourself saying, "I just don't feel at ease, but I can't pinpoint why. There's no solid evidence that explains why I feel off after spending time with these people." It's unsettling, the way your spirit feels disrupted after being around this person or these people. Despite this, you find yourself making excuses for them. You're dismissing the warning signs, comparing them to past relationships or old friendships that were overtly toxic, telling yourself, "Well, it's not as bad as before," or "They're not as harmful as others I've known." You're rationalizing, trying to convince yourself that it's okay to keep hanging out with this group, even though deep down, your gut is screaming for you to keep your distance. Their hearts aren't clean. Their intentions towards you aren't pure. And here you are, wrestling with your thoughts, questioning, "Is this just my trauma talking? Am I overreacting because of my past, because I'm afraid of getting hurt again?" But understand this. What you're feeling isn't just fear or trauma responses. It's genuine discernment, a critical inner voice cautioning you because you crave companionship so deeply. This discernment is trying to guide you, to help you navigate through these interactions cautiously, not because you are overly sensitive or scarred, but because you are tuned into a deeper truth about these relationships. Your intuition is a powerful tool, alerting you to danger before it fully reveals itself, guiding you to seek healthier, more fulfilling connections that resonate with your soul's needs. It might be that you're just emerging from a season of solitude and find yourself really appreciating this group of friends or this particular relationship. Perhaps you've been single for a while, or you've been alone more than you'd like, and you find yourself making excuses despite the nagging feelings of caution about these people. This might be because you deeply crave companionship. You long to be surrounded by others, to feel loved, appreciated, and valued. You might find some comfort in the presence of these individuals who verbally express their good intentions towards you. They say they love you, care for you, and cherish you. Yet, deep down, God knows the true nature of people's hearts. He understands the entirety of their intentions, even when they are hidden from you. At this point, you find yourself wrestling internally, your mind going back and forth, trying to justify your relationships with them. You keep telling yourself, "This is fine. I don't get why I feel uneasy. These folks haven't really given me a concrete reason to cut ties or distance myself." And now, here you are, on the brink of deciding to just do your own thing, driven by a profound need for love, friendship, and a sense of belonging. But here's a little heads up. There's a reason your spirit is restless within this relationship, a reason you might not fully understand, but God does. God sees beyond the surface, recognizing what's not apparent to the human eye, and if you're feeling unease that won't settle, it's worth paying attention to. It's not about what people say. They might speak of love and support. But what God knows about their hearts and the eventual impact they'll have on your spiritual and emotional well-being. So while you may not know why you can't find peace in this relationship, trust that God does, and He's steering you towards what's genuinely best for you. Every time you part ways with these folks, when you head back home, you're left feeling unsettled. You find yourself thinking, "Man, something's not right. My energy's thrown off. My spirit feels rattled." You can't quite pin down why you're left feeling this way, but you're also not fully listening to that inner voice, that sharp sense of discernment that's trying to guide you. God has placed this unease in your heart for a reason, to shield you and signal a warning about these individuals. Perhaps continuing to engage with this group, frequenting these places, or maintaining these connections might gradually pull you away from your spiritual path or lead you into situations that aren't aligned with your faith. God is fully aware of what's going on, even the conversations about you that you're not privy to. He's omnipresent. He hears, He sees, and He understands the full scope of what's happening around you. The lack of peace you're experiencing is a deliberate alert from the divine, designed to catch your attention. The confusion you feel about this situation points to a deeper issue at play. We recognize who the author of confusion is, the enemy, who thrives on creating chaos and discord. Your discomfort and the intense discernment you're experiencing are heightened, because this confusion isn't just happenstance, it's orchestrated to distract and disorient you. This is why it's crucial to pay attention to these feelings of unrest and disturbance in your spirit. They're not random. They're indicative of a battle between clarity and confusion, between peace and upheaval. Recognize that these signals are not to be ignored, but understood as divine guidance. The enemy might be the author of confusion, but God is the giver of peace and clarity. Lean into that divine wisdom and allow it to navigate you through the complexities of these relationships and situations. All right, let's break it down real simple. We all get that following the guidance of the Holy Spirit trumps making sacrifices that don't align with divine wisdom. It's way better for you to pay attention to those spiritual nudges than to find yourself on the wrong side of obedience. I'm not sure exactly who needs to hear this, but I'm praying this message hits home. It's meant to shed some light on your situation and to empower you with the knowledge that stepping back, creating some space, is all about shielding yourself. If God is pulling something out of your grip, believe that He's clearing the path for something far greater. Trust that He's got plans to fulfill your deepest desires, be it friends, family, or relationships, right in His perfect timing. Maybe He's still smoothing out some edges in you. Maybe He's sculpting your heart or mindset. Just remember, while God is crafting your readiness, the enemy is busy too, trying to throw knockoffs your way. He's got those counterfeit blessings lined up, whether that's friends or romantic interests. And, you know, sometimes even your own family might not be rooting for you. It's a tough pill to swallow, but the truth is, not all family ties are beneficial. The scriptures warn us, our foes can sometimes share our own dinner table. So in the spiritual battlefield, it's clear when you're on the verge of stepping into your due blessings, your destined relationships, your kingdom marriage, the enemy gets antsy. He starts tossing in these fakes, distractions, all these folks who are meant to throw you off course because he sure doesn't want to see you thrive. So I hope this message finds the one it's meant for and that it brings you some comfort and courage. It's a reminder that you've got the strength to stand firm on your own two feet. Remember, God is always with you, guiding and supporting you every step of the way. Stay strong, keep pushing, and don't let the enemy's tricks deter you from your divine path. Take care.